Thank you, oh God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to the Lord, glory to the Lord, glory to the Lord. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Praise God, praise God. Amen. You can be seated. Many Old Testament stories we know associated with a shout and a trumpet. You know, the Bible tells us that in 1 Corinthians 10, that the things that were written were for our example. Many things not to do. Don't follow that example. Don't do what some of the Israelites did, idolatry and aspects like that that brought them trouble and difficulty and took them away from the Lord. No, we're not going to emulate that. But the scripture there lets us know it is written for our admonition. So thank the Lord we're able to look and see what lessons are to be learned. Romans 15 says that they were written for our learning, that we through patience and comfort of the scriptures might have hope. Praise God. And then I love the way it goes on in the middle of the chapter, verse 13, that the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace and believing. Amen. And you have abundance of hope that the Lord would provide. Praise God. There are a lot of things in this world that are making people hopeless, feeling hopeless. The devil emphasizes that with his aspects of depression and despair and despondency and dismay until they are convinced that things would be better if they weren't here. That's a lie from the devil. That's a lie from the pits of hell. And the devil certainly wants to destroy. But thank God there's hope that God gives us. There's hope in the power of the Lord. Praise God. And I'm thankful we have a reason to sing. Not the blues or some of the ridiculous genre that we see going on today. You know, I think it's the blues that I hear it sometimes. And I hope they find the note they're looking for. You know, they just seem to be running all over the piano keys or up and down the strings on the guitar trying to find the note. Just doesn't make sense to me, but I'm glad God doesn't give us the blues to sing. Amen. Any sad songs and, you know, I lost my dog, I lost my truck. You know, all of that kind of stuff. Amen. God answered Job out of the whirlwind. Job didn't have much to sing about. Job was going through some difficulties, and really, his experience was like a whirlwind. He didn't know where he was going to land. He didn't know what else he was going to lose. He didn't know what was going to take place, but God answered him out of the whirlwind. Praise God. Oh, don't lose faith. Amen. Understand that God is going to be there for you. Hallelujah. But it seems kind of strange that the Lord would ask questions and demand answers. But Job had to come to the place where he would realize the Lord is in charge. The Lord is the one who is going to take care of things. The Lord is the one who is going to order things in his will according to his plan and what he desires to do. Amen. So he asked Job, "Where wast thou?" And all of the creative acts were being fulfilled. All of the things were being done. What did you do? And one of the questions that he asked in verse 7 of Job 38, when the morning stars sang together and all the sons of God shouted for joy. Oh, thank God. There was worship right at the beginning. There was praise and lifting up the Lord by the angelic host right at the time of creation. Worship that went on to God who would amaze, God who would impress. Hallelujah. And thank God, he's the one we're serving today and understanding that he will provide and he will minister. You can mark seven generations from Adam when the creative minds of people brought about musical instruments. The harp and the organ are mentioned. And hopefully they were used in worship unto the Lord and given praise to God. Psalm 150 admonishes us to praise the Lord with the trumpet, the psaltery and harp, the timbrel, stringed instruments, organs, cymbals. Praise God. Thank the Lord we can lift up his name and exalt him in praise and in worship with the instrument. Hallelujah. And exalt the Lord for his goodness and his power. Let everything that hath breath praise the Lord. Thank God we are included in that opportunity. The whole world is included to be able to worship the Lord. Oh, that God would draw them and quicken them and bring them out of darkness into his marvelous light, so that they would understand there is a reason to worship him. There is a purpose to exalt him. There is an opportunity to lift him up, to be in his presence where there is fullness of joy. Thank God that we can know his power and his goodness. Sing praises, verse 6 says. Sing praises, sing praises, sing praises. Four times the admonition comes forth for us to sing praises. Amen. Thank God it's not something that's monotonous. Thank God it's not something that's a drudgery. Thank God it's not something that we have to moan and groan about. No, we sing praises because God has been so good. We sing praises because his salvation is so great. We sing praises because he brings victory over all of the experiences that we've had in our lives. Every sin, every failure, every fault. Thank God he lifts us up out of the miry clay. He puts our feet upon the rock. Hallelujah, and establishes our going. There doesn't have to be the up and down. There doesn't have to be the roundabout. Thank God we can be established in the Lord and have ample reason to sing praises unto our God. Hallelujah. Praise God. 2 Chronicles 20 is a favorite story of mine. You need a favorite story. You need something that you can turn to in the Word of God that you know frontwards and backwards. You can pull out certain phrases and repeat them to yourself to encourage yourself in the Lord. But I just love to turn to that passage and read it again. Hallelujah. Even though I'm very familiar with it, even though I've shared it with you many times, I love to see what God is able to do by his plan for victory. Hallelujah. Jehoshaphat and Judah were facing three armies, any one of which would have been a difficult opponent, probably bring annihilation or close to it to Judah. But now there are three, and they recognized, we have no might against this great company. And truly, there are situations that we face. We have no answer. We have no recourse. We have no way to come forth with victory on our own. And we have to say, like Jehoshaphat and the people of Judah said, neither know we what to do. We don't know where to turn. We don't know what the answer is. We don't know how things are going to turn out. But they went on to say, our eyes are upon thee. Oh, hallelujah. Thank God that we can look to the Lord. Thank God that we can call upon him. Thank God that we know, no matter how great the odds, no matter how powerful the force against us, no matter how immense the opponent, I'm glad I can keep my eyes on the Lord. Not the difficulty, my eyes upon the King of Kings. Not the obstacles, my eyes are upon the Lord of Lords, who's going to bring me into victory. He's going to provide the answer. He's going to make the way. He's going to defeat the enemy. Hallelujah. Thank God that my eyes can be upon him who is the Almighty. Glory to God. And so all Judah stood before the Lord. Their little ones, their wives, their children, they all gathered together because there is strength in unity. Amen. They encouraged one another. They wanted to lift up one another. And the Spirit of the Lord, the Bible says, came in the midst of the congregation. Oh, I'm thankful that God doesn't leave us nor forsake us. I'm thankful we can feel His presence. I'm thankful we can sense His victory. I'm thankful that we can know His work and His power. Thank God that we can wait upon the Lord and know His blessing will be there as we call upon His great name. And so the message came forth: be not afraid. Be not dismayed. Now remember, they've got three armies facing them. Remember, they're a small nation. But the Lord is encouraging them: be not afraid, nor dismayed. Praise God. And the battle plan was presented. Singers were to go forth and sing praises to the Lord. And I know there may have been those who shook their head and looked at one another. Singers? Not soldiers? What are we going to do with singers? But thank God they didn't sing a funeral dirge. They didn't burst out with some kind of boo-hoo blues. Thank God they praised the Lord. This is what they said: praise the Lord, for His mercy endureth forever. Oh, hallelujah. Thank God that the Lord has His power and His blessing available for His people. It reminded me of Psalm 136, where every verse ends, "For His mercy endureth forever." Hallelujah. Oh, that God would put that deep within our hearts, that it would be something that we would be reminded of again and again, no matter what we face, no matter what we're up against, no matter what comes against us. Praise the Lord, for His mercy endureth forever. Hallelujah. That's how we want every test to end. That's how we want every trial to end. His mercy endureth forever. That's how we want every sickness to be taken care of. His mercy endureth forever. That's how we want every situation to end. His mercy endureth forever. Hallelujah. And when I take my last breath in this life, I want to be able to say, His mercy. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank God. Thank God. The end of the battle, we know, didn't end up the way the Trinity of Armies planned. No, they ended up destroying one another because the battle was the Lord's. Amen. The battle was the Lord's. And so the people of Israel, after 4 days of gathering the loot, as it were, from the defeated armies, went to the Valley of Baraka. The Valley of Baraka. It's the Valley of Blessing. Praise God. That's what Baraka means, blessing. Praise God. And there they worship the Lord. Hallelujah. The valley can be victory. God can turn it around. God can make it change. Hallelujah. Thank God, Brother Steve. He's the lily of the valleys. Plural. More than one. My God is able to show His power no matter what you go through, no matter what you face. Amen. And I know that's not just whistling in the graveyard. I know it's victorious. I know it's powerful. I know what the Lord can do. Praise God, because of His blessing. And the people of Israel that were in that valley of blessing returned to Jerusalem with joy. Hallelujah. Thank God they weren't defeated. They weren't annihilated. They weren't slaves. They weren't reduced to just a meager portion of the population. No, they returned to Jerusalem with joy. That reminded me of what the Bible says in Luke 24 and 52, the disciples returning to Jerusalem with joy because they knew the promise. They knew what the Lord was going to do. They knew there was a new beginning because He told them, beginning at Jerusalem. Hallelujah. Tarry in Jerusalem. Thank God they set their focus upon Jerusalem and they returned with joy. Now, if we understand the situation that just a few weeks before the Lord had been crucified, just a few weeks before they had mourned his passing, and now returning to Jerusalem with joy because they knew the power of God. They knew the promise of the Lord. And thank God the power of the Holy Ghost came upon them and they rejoiced. They spoke about the wonderful works of God in languages that would be understood in those who gathered there in that place. It wasn't gibberish. It wasn't something made up. It wasn't just some ecstasy and making noise. But no, they were understood. Thank God the power of the Lord can be understood as we reach out for him and receive his blessing. Hallelujah. Thank God for his goodness. Amen. They came to Jerusalem with psalteries and harps, the Bible says, and trumpets unto the house of the Lord. 2 Chronicles 20 and 28. Thank God we can come together and worship. God bless this worship team that works so hard on the songs and the practicing and all of that. Thank God that we can join in together and make a joyful noise unto the Lord and know his power to minister in our midst. Thank God. And lift up his holy name and sing praises with understanding. Understanding that our God does not change. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Understanding that the Lord is King over all the earth. Understanding that the Lord is Lord. Hallelujah. And there isn't any sickness or any disease or any problem that he cannot take care of. Thank God. There isn't any sin that he can't forgive. There isn't any wrong that he can't right. There isn't any problem that he can't fix. Oh, I understand. My God is great. My God is almighty. My God is powerful. My God never loses a battle, and I'm going to sing praise to him. Hallelujah. My God, don't sit there like a lump on a dill pickle. Get up and say something of praise and worship to the Lord. My God, my God. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Oh, yes, give praise to the Lord. Sing praises with understanding. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen, amen, amen. Go ahead and be seated. He gives victory. He gives deliverance. He's faithful to his word. His blood is able to wash away every sin. Hallelujah. Thank God he'll cleanse you from all unrighteousness. That's pretty inclusive. That doesn't leave anything out. The devil is a liar to tell you you can't be forgiven. The devil is a liar to tell you that the Lord is not going to wash you clean. Oh, yes, he does. Hallelujah. And when he cleans you up, he'll fill you up. Hallelujah. With the power of his spirit, with the blessing of the Holy Ghost dwelling within. And oh, you're going to sing praises all the more. Hallelujah. In the midnight hour, thank God, the praise will burst forth. In the early morning, the praise will come forth. Hallelujah. In the midday, the tears will flow because of how grateful you are of what God has done for you and the blessings that he's put forth. Praise God. Jericho crossed Jordan on dry ground. 12 men were commissioned to pick up a stone, a big stone, carry it from the riverbed, across the river, up the bank, and on over to Gilgal. It was a little bit of a journey. At first I thought they just got on the bank and a safe distance away in case the flood would come, and there they piled the stones. No, they took them a distance. They carried it a bit. And they put those stones up so that there would be a testimony of what God had done. Yes. Amen. Oh, God, help us to have a pile of stones in our experience that we know God helped us right here. God brought us through right there. Amen. Because he said, when you go through the river, it's not going to overflow you. When you go through the water, you're not going to drown. When you go through the fire, it's not going to burn you. Praise God. I'm thankful that our God brings us through. Amen. Joshua sent spies into the city. They ended up at Rahab's house. And it's amazing that this young lady, I doubt that she was 40 years old, but she reminded them of what happened 40 years before. We heard about the Red Sea. We heard about the Lord leading you through on dry ground. The Lord, your God, she said, he is God in heaven above and in earth beneath. How could that harlot know what God had done? How could she recognize that God was going to do an even greater work in her city? How could she understand what the Lord was going to provide and then be able to follow the plan that was given? She and her family had to have a rescue plan, and a scarlet thread or rope was let out the window. I don't know if there were those in her household who thought that was foolish, who thought it was such a waste of time, who thought that's ridiculous. But thank God, when they were able to understand what God was going to do and their obedience brought about their salvation, there was no destruction of their household. Praise God. But the Lord provided for each one. Thank God that we can know that there is a scarlet thread. There's a scarlet line of the blood of Jesus Christ, hallelujah, that washes us clean and brings us into his presence. And Rahab's name is in the line of Jesus' genealogy. How amazing our God is. How powerful our God is. How wonderful our God is. Joshua told them the battle plan. Be quiet. Don't say a word. Human nature is to complain. Human nature is to criticize. Human nature is to find fault. So Joshua got the word from the Lord, shut up. Don't say anything. You march around the city once a day for 6 days. The only sound is going to be that trumpet. I was going to have Brother Mike bring his trumpet, but I didn't want a herd of moose coming to keep us in the building. So around the city they went, and the only sound being the priest's trumpets. And they marched along with their mouths shut. Another day, third day, fourth day, seventh day came. Now we're going to march around seven times. And on the seventh time, you're going to shout with a great shout, and the walls are going to fall down. I don't know if there was an anticipation. I don't know if there was a building of expectancy as they made one circuit and the second and the third and so on. Going around the walls more times in the last day than they did in the previous six. Oh, God, help us to understand to whom much is given, much is required. We are in the last days. We are in the times when the Lord is about to come at the sounding of the trumpet. Hallelujah. And God, help us not to relax and sit back and feel like we can just be comfortable in our walk with God. God, help us to keep marching. God, help us to keep walking. God, help us to keep expecting and knowing that God is going to bring forth the victory. And when he says shout, we are ready to shout. We are ready to make some noise. We are ready to exalt the name above every name. Hallelujah. And the strongholds are going to come down. The chains are going to break. Hallelujah. the darkness is going to flee. The power of God is going to come forth. Oh, that God would help us to understand. It's not time to be intimidated. It's not time to back up. It's not time to go another way. I'm going to stand on the Word of God. I'm going to believe for His power. I'm going to know what He desires to do. Glory to God, glory to God. And the wall did fall down flat. Praise God. Just as the Lord told Joshua, fell down flat. Oh my, how incredible. God's way is the right way to victory. God's way. Praise God. The angel appeared to the young man as he hid behind the wine press, threshing the wheat. Why was he hiding? Because the enemy would come and take all of the grain that they had worked so hard to thresh out. And the angel greeted him, "Thou mighty man of valor." And Gideon wondered who he was talking to. "Thou mighty man of valor." And Gideon said, "Oh, my Lord." The angel told him, "You're going to save Israel. God's going to use you to lead the people of Israel to victory." Gideon said, "Oh, my Lord." Then he said, "Show me a sign." And the angel caused fire to come out of the rock. That's a good sign. And God spoke, "Peace be unto thee. Fear not." And when I read that again, "Peace be unto thee," I remember the disciples hearing a familiar voice, a voice that they had heard for over 3 years, a voice that had been stilled in the grave, but he came forth victorious. And 4 times in 40 days, he told them, "Peace be unto you." Oh, I'm glad we serve a God who is able to speak peace to your heart. He's able to speak peace in your situation. He's able to speak peace in your trial and difficulty. Thank God that we know His power to minister in our lives. Amen. Gideon built an altar, and he called it Jehovah Shalom. God can reveal Himself in your circumstances. God can show Himself powerful in your situations. Thank God. Jehovah Shalom means the Lord is peace. The Philistines were still there. The oppression was still happening. The difficulties were still everywhere around. There was no victory, but he believed the Lord is peace. Hallelujah. Thank God that the Lord can do that work for his people. Gideon tore down the altar of Baal, and he built an altar to the Lord. He wanted it to be clear. We're leaving behind this worship of idols, and we're moving into the worship of the one true God. The Baal worshipers wanted to kill Gideon, but Joash, Gideon's father, said, "If he's a god, if Baal is a god, let him plead for himself. Let him contend for himself. Let him come forth and deal with Gideon. Let him bring forth the punishment if he's a god." And of course, we know it didn't happen. But the Spirit of the Lord came upon Gideon, and he blew a trumpet. Praise God. And the blowing of that trumpet was a signal to gather all the men together. And so they began to come. But Gideon wanted another sign. "Let the fleece be wet and the earth dry." It happened. Gideon said, "Let the fleece be dry and the earth wet." You know, there's just so much that God is going to step forth to prove himself to you. And then you got to prove yourself obedient to his plan and to his command. You want to be careful in testing the Lord, because he'll turn around and test you. Gideon, you've got too many men. 32,000 was nowhere near what he needed to have against the Philistines, who were so great in number. Not even a fraction of what he needed to have. But Gideon, tell all those who were afraid to go home. 22,000 picked up and left. Gideon, when we get to the river, the ones who are watchful, the ones who are attentive, the ones who are diligent in watching for the enemy, they cup the water in their hands and bring it to their mouth because they want to watch what's going on. Those are the ones you choose. Gideon had confidence in his men, thinking, oh, they're going to be watchful. They're going to be attentive. They're going to be diligent. But what he felt when he saw one after another just collapse at the riverbank and almost stick their head in the water, and there's only 300 left. You be careful about testing God, because he's going to test you. Amen. So the plan of attack was for those Israelites. But there was one more sign that God wanted to give. Told Gideon to go down to the enemy camp. And the Bible says it was like a multitude of grasshoppers, camels without number. I mean, it was huge. There was a lot of the enemy. But when he snuck up to this tent, he heard a conversation going on. One man was telling about a dream. A barley loaf came rolling into the camp, smashed the tent. What does it mean? The other said, that's the sword of Gideon, the son of Joash. Now, how did that heathen Philistine know the name of Gideon, who was hiding behind the winepress? How did he know who Gideon's father was? God was showing a sign. God was bringing assurance. Hallelujah. The man went on to say, for into his hand hath God delivered Midian and all the host. That was laughable. But they didn't laugh. And Gideon didn't doubt. He worshiped. He worshiped. He lifted up the Lord. Praise God. And so, the three companies of 100, each man given a pitcher with a lamp, a sword, and a trumpet, they circled the camp. And when Gideon signaled, each man blew his trumpet, broke the pitcher, held their lamp aloft. It was dark. That's why the lamps were effective. There was a darkness that they had to operate in. They didn't wait for the brightness of the day. They didn't wait for the rising of the sun. They didn't wait for special circumstances to obey the Lord. They just stepped right out to do what God wanted them to do. Praise God. The sword of the Lord and of Gideon. And confusion came into the camp. Chaos reigned among them. And God brought victory for the Israelites. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. Now, I wish the stories could continue along those lines. But there came the time that the Philistines were again oppressing the people of Israel. 4,000 were lost in battle from Israel at the hands of the Philistines. They sent for the Ark of the Covenant. They said, surely God and his power and his presence is going to bring victory to us. Bring the Ark of the Covenant among us, and it may save us. They wanted the Lord of hosts, which dwelleth between the cherubims. They went through the idea that the Ark being brought into the camp would provide the victory that they were looking for. And so when they saw that Ark approaching, when they recognized what it represented, they shouted. And the Philistines were fearful. They said, God is come into the camp. Who shall deliver us? And they remembered the report of the plagues in Egypt. Oh, how amazing. The enemy knows the victorious power of God. Even the enemy can remember what God has done. God, help us to remember. That's why you need to have a favorite story in the Bible and review it every now and then so that you can encourage yourself in the Lord. You need to remember that God has done tremendous works, and not only in the pages of the Word of God, but in the pages of your life. God has done the work. God has shown himself powerful. God has revealed his goodness. Hallelujah. Thank God for the blessing of the Lord. But Israel was beaten again. This time 30,000 lost in battle. The Ark of the Covenant was taken. Eli's sons were killed. Eli heard the report and fell and died. And his grandson born that day was named Ichabod. The glory has departed. Oh, when the ark appeared, when they went through the motions, they shouted, but there was no Savior because they had gone too far away. They had the symbol, but not the Spirit. God, help us to stay faithful like he is faithful. God, help us to stand on his word as he is faithful to his word. God, help us not to just go through the motions, not just to have traditions and so on. Thank God that there are traditions that we can know to be of the truth and habits that we can know of holiness. But God, help us to move into the realm where we feel it, praise God, and we sense it, and we're diligent in our seeking the things of God, and we keep the covenant. Not just when it's convenient, not just when we're in an emergency. No, we keep the covenant all the time. Hallelujah. Asa helped Judah. He sought the Lord. He removed the idols. God gave him rest. So during that time, he built up the cities. He built up the army because he knew there was going to be an adversary. And sure enough, an army of the Ethiopians, 1,000, the Bible says. Do the math. 300 chariots, a force coming against Judah. But here's what Judah did. He cried unto the Lord his God. 2 Chronicles 14:11. He cried unto the Lord his God and said, Lord, it is nothing with thee to help, whether with many or with them that have no power. Help us, O Lord our God, for we rest on thee, and in thy name we go against this multitude. O Lord, thou art our God. Let no man prevail against thee. And thank God that covenant was what he was holding on to, and God brought forth the victory. And at the conclusion of that battle, and amazing how that enemy could be defeated, 1,000, a million, but yet they went away in defeat. And Judah made a covenant to seek the Lord God of their fathers with all their heart and soul. And they affirmed that covenant. You can read it in 2 Chronicles 14:12-15. They affirmed that covenant with a loud voice, with shouting, and with trumpets. Thank God that there can be the proclamation. There can be the affirmation. I'm going to serve God. I'm going to follow him. I'm not going to turn aside. He brings me victory. He provides the way for me. I'm going to hold on to him. Hallelujah. The Lord gave them rest. And Asa the king removed the idols that remained in the land. Even those of his mother didn't stop him. The covenant was more important. He was going to hold on to the commitment that he had made to the Lord. And thank God for a blessed hope that you and I have, looking for that blessed hope and the glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior, Jesus Christ. We're going to hold to that hope. We're going to let it be the anchor of our soul. Praise God. We're not going to wander. We're not going to move. We're not going to lose out. Thank God. We're going to hold on to the covenant, and we're going to keep it because God keeps it. Hallelujah. Behold, I show you a mystery. Paul's not trying to be mystical. He's not trying to just do some kind of hocus pocus here. No, he said, we shall all be changed. Praise God. He didn't try to explain it. He didn't try to analyze it. He didn't try to reason with it. He just said, we shall be changed in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye. This mortal is going to put on immortality. This corruptible is going to put on incorruption. Hallelujah. Oh, thank God for the power of the Lord that he is going to do that work. A mystery. We don't know how to explain it. Philosophy can't analyze it. Psychology can't bring it out with all of its points. But God, who is able to fashion all things and change all things after his plan and his will, thank God, he's going to do that work for us as well. Because he is able to. He's able to. To change our vile bodies to be like unto his glorious body. Whereby he is able to fashion all things. Amen. That's the fashion we need to follow. Amen. Not what the world dictates, not what the world says, but no, the promise in Philippians 3 and 21, I'm going to hold on to it. I'm going to believe it. Praise God. Hallelujah. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, for as much as you know, do you know it? You know your labor is not in vain in the Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, praise God. Because there is coming that time when the Lord himself, oh, I'm thankful it's the Lord himself, not an angel, not a theophany, not some kind of divine display, but the Lord himself. See, it was God himself that came for your salvation. It was God himself who paid the price for your redemption. Thank God that he will come again for his church. The Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, with the trump of God. Oh, hallelujah. And it's going to be loud enough to raise the dead. God's going to show his power. God's going to reveal his strength. And then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. Oh, hallelujah. Thank God we meet him at an altar and we ask him to forgive our sins. We meet him in the waters of baptism and we take the name, the only name for salvation. Hallelujah. And we meet him as he fills us with his spirit. Praise God. And that spirit dwells within. It's in our spirit so that emotions don't change it. Circumstances don't change it. Sickness doesn't change it. No, he abides. Hallelujah. We don't want to grieve it. We don't want to do anything to cause that to change. Thank God. We don't want to quench it. We want to move in the realm where the power of the Holy Ghost continues in our lives. Alive and remain in the covenant of the Lord. Praise God, because we'll ever be with the Lord. I want to stay with him now so that I could ever be with him then. Hallelujah. I want to remain in his presence now, committed to the covenant so that I could be with him forever in that realm. Because I read in Revelation about seals and trumpets and vials that are going to be horrible judgment that comes upon the face of the earth. We don't have to be here during that time. Hallelujah. We don't want to be here during that time. That's why you need to stay faithful. That's why you need to stay full of the Spirit. That's why you need to be sensitive to him and move in the realms that he wants you to move in. For if the Spirit of him that raised up Christ from the dead dwell in you, oh, hallelujah. Oh, praise God. He that quickened Christ shall also quicken your mortal bodies by his Spirit that dwelleth in you. Glory to God. Stand with me, please. There's something about staying in the secret place of the Most High, dwelling in that secret place, not just visiting it, not just on occasion coming to it. No, dwelling in the secret place of the Most High. Amen. Abiding under the shadow of the Almighty. Praise God. That's the covenant. That's the special place that God invites us to come to and understand that He wants to provide and bless in that manner, in that way. Thank God for the Holy Ghost and power that we know is so real and so powerful in our midst. Hallelujah. And the blessings of God that are there and the strength that we know He will provide. Praise God. Praise God. Oh, it's wonderful to join together of those of like precious faith and lift up the name of Jesus. It's wonderful to feel His presence and His power. It's wonderful. Praise God. But I remember a particular time when I was praying in the apartment in Hoonah where I pastored by myself. In that apartment all by myself, worshiping the Lord, exalting Him, praising Him, and feeling His power come in that apartment like I've never felt Him before. And the power of God that enveloped me as I was worshiping and praising Him. Praise God. A little shuffle had to come into my feet. A little praise had to come into my voice. Praise God. Because God is faithful to His covenant. Hallelujah. So whether you're all alone or you're with the church of brothers and sisters, the body of Christ, thank God the Lord's there. The Lord knows where you are and what you're going through. The Lord knows. Praise God. And there may not be the shout and the trumpet going on in that time. It may not be happening. But understand, the Lord has not forsaken you. The Lord has not left you. No matter what you go through, no matter what you face, no matter what you come up against, you reach to that nail-scarred hand. Hallelujah. And you let Him hold you. You let Him protect you. You let Him carry you, because that's what He'll do. Oh, let's love Him together right now. Can we come and pray? Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.